Hello.
Hi, still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Awesome, thank you. So I just called that number. It looks like it's not going. And I spoke with IT actually, and it looks like there's some sort of an issue going on with that line specifically. We have other lines that the outbound are routed through, so that's why that's going like this. Should be a temporary sort of a thing, but again, you can call this number that I'm calling you from right now. I'm not exactly sure what number it is because it's a different line. So you can call this one and we can, get things sorted. But I'm sorry about the inconvenience, though, really do.
Well, yeah, I have kind of say okay, so the first promotion company that I hired, worst company in the world, didn't do my research. After taking the court, have to sue them, the whole nine yards. So now, before I choose the company, I actually do a lot more due diligence.
Yes,
So obviously,
absolutely.
when I'm
That's actually
calling you
perfect on
back,
your part.
and it's going to the cable guy, I'm just like, okay.
The cable guy. It wasn't working when I called it, actually. It just hung up.
Yeah, it goes to whoever's going to is going to. So I thought I would let you know in case you talk to any future clients and they try to call you back,
I'll let them know.
they're not
Yeah.
going to
Thank
get
you so much for letting me know. I'll do that. I'll start that right now.
So, okay, so this is what we got. I looked at your proposal. I have another proposal sent to me from another company, basically the same thing. Their prices are substantially cheaper than yours. I could send it to them, like, pretty much the whole, different packages and all the bells and whistles in there.
Yeah,
So.
absolutely. But something that there is going on that I do want to let you know of, if somebody's offering you a cheaper discounted price as well as installments on that price and everything too included, there has been a few scams going on around within, the market, and we just like our clients to know that that's going around. So, just be careful about that. But you can go ahead and send that to me, and I can see if I can either get that price matched or,
Hey.
best possible price.
Okay, I'll go ahead and forward it to you, and see what we can do.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm looking to probably move forward here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, send them to over to me, and I'll get that price match. And if maybe we can strike a deal or something.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How many was it yours or one of them, and I've looked at so many, has a date on it that says from the date you start, it has a date when everything will be done. Do you guys have that?
No. We do not have a date on everything that we've done. We do have a time frame. And the reason for that is because the correspondence between you and the time it takes to actually, get things sorted that way as well, that's something that actually takes time as well. And so we have to take into account that too. Taking all of that into account, if you are responsive, if you're immediately responsive to anything that we sent you, it's going to go very, very fast. Or if you take a few days to actually respond, to think up a response and, figure out a strategy, in that case, it could prolong a little bit. So we give a time frame of so and so is the time frame that we can actually get the sort for you. So yeah.
All right, let me ask this question. I don't know if you, how long have you been doing this?
Well, our company's been up for about the last 12 years. I personally have
No,
been
yeah,
in this.
you.
Sorry? Me personally? Hello?
Yeah, you
Oh, yeah, me
personally.
personally? Oh, yeah, absolutely. 6 years.
6 years. Okay, let me ask you a question. This is something that one of the other competitors mentioned to me. And I wasn't really sure, but if you guys do book clubs,
Sorry, what?
book clubs.
Book clubs? No, not really. We can organize book clubs for you, but that takes a little bit of time and diligence, and that actually is something that's handled by your project manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the book club arena, this is specifically in the book club arena. Let's just say, and you can ask a project manager because this is kind of important. If we do a book club, and let's just say 10,000 books or so through the book club, and you guys have that money setting it in the account, what's the process with getting that money sent to me?
I'm going to answer all of that entire question very, very easily. Anything that you make is yours. We do not have any royalties, and we do not have anything else. Anything that you pay us upfront is the only thing that we keep, and that's it. If we publish your book and it's over on publishing platforms, all of the 100% of all the profits are directly deposited to your account because we integrate your account to the prices to the purchases of that. Does that make sense? So if we do anything, anything at all, it actually goes directly to your bank account, and you can directly see the sales and the profits and everything else. What we get is anything that you pay us up front, and that's it. And that's actually written on a non-disclosure agreement contract as well.
Okay. How long do you guys anticipate getting a website up, sales, and promoted? What's the average turnaround time?
Well, for the website and everything, that actually depends on a lot of things. First, what the content we have already, what mindset we're going forward with, is it pre-marketing, pre-launch marketing, or is it post-launch marketing, things like that. Plus, it actually takes a bit of back and forth and correspondence and stuff to actually finalize the website because we're going to ask you about one little detail and the other little detail and the other little detail, and then you're going to prove that, and then we're going to move forward with the next one. So it takes a bit of back and forth. Depending upon the size of the website and, you know, the interface of the website, your project manager will actually be able to give you a very, very close timeline of how soon they'll be able to be done with it.
Okay. What about the packages that you have, the first package, does that include video book trailers?
Video book trailers. No, that does not include video book trailers, but I can go ahead and I can customize a package for you that includes the video book trailer. Again, these packages, when I was first talking to you, these packages are actually very generic. We can go ahead and we can customize the package for you, take things out or include things that you want, and, you know, make sure that the price is significantly reduced.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me send you the proposal, and we'll see if what we could do.
Send me over the proposal. And actually, you know what? Do me a favor as well. Let me know what budget it is you have in mind for this. I can start customizing things for you right now. Maybe speak to upper management to see if we can, you know, reduce the prices that we have already. Okay?
Okay. Well, okay. Let me just give you the reason why we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't know of this company. They're called American Ebook Writers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when my book was ready, I gave them my book. I gave them, you know, their package included everything under the sun.
Yeah.
The video book trailers, the website, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they started the process,
mm-hmm.
but something in their company fell apart. I don't know what it is. It became increasingly difficult to get things done, get phone calls answered, emails answered. It just became a nightmare.
Here's something that I'm going to give you that's going to be very, very easy for you to do. So if a company is promising you everything under the sun, that's a first red flag, okay? One company cannot promise you every single thing. That's the first thing. Secondly, if a company is giving you prices that are unbelievable or too good to be true, best believe it is too good to be true. There has to be some sort of falsification in between of that. There has to be some sort of...
These wasn't cheap prices.
Yep.
They were competitive because I did my research.
Mm-hmm.
They were competitive to the other companies.
Mm-hmm.
The service that I needed done is pretty much the exact same service as your advertising. The promotion,
mm-hmm.
the marketing, all the mm-hmm. networks, the same service across the board. It's just their ability to achieve those, they just, you know, they did not do it. So what's happening now is my book, instead of it being launched properly and sold properly, there is no sales. They're claiming, this is what they told me, and this is why I said, okay, you know what, let me go ahead and contact my attorney. They called me and said, hey, Mr. Branch, your book has sold $13,000 worth of copies, right? And I was like, okay, great. How much money I got? They said, well, you got $13,000, but you're going to have to give us, and this is something that I never heard of. They said that you need to give us a security deposit or some sort of deposit before we can deposit the money into your account. That was my flag. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Don't do that. Don't go for that.
Yeah. So I said, okay, obviously, I don't know what's out there with my book or what's going on with it.
Did you sign a contract with these people?
Yes, I signed a contract with them. I'm in the process of suing them and getting my money back now for
the
money. But the time that has been wasted.
That's legally binding you then.
Yeah, so pretty much, so it's not like I'm starting a book trying to get a company to promote it. I'm pretty much starting over again, taking everything that they did wrong, and I'm putting it on you guys and be like, okay, this is the hell that I went through with this company. I need to make sure that we have a clear, concise plan on how we're going to get this done because we're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry about that. Once you sign up with us, immediately you'll get the non-disclosure agreement contract. And within the next, let's say, the 20-ish, maybe 30 minutes, depending upon if your project manager is on lunch, they'll contact you and they'll give you a call. They'll let you know of the entire process. Any and every question that you have, they will answer for you and they will do for you. Any and every request that you have within the limitations of the contract, they will do for you. So you don't really have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. Well, let me forward you what they got, and then so
yeah,
when
yeah,
you
yeah.
develop,
also, let me know your budget.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you know the budget, but also I want you to.
I'm going to look at the packages, and I'm also going to look at the budget and everything. Don't worry. I'll try to see if I can get a perfect price match. If not, then the second priority is going to be within the budget.
Okay, but I'm trying to communicate something else to you.
Oh,
sure. Because the book has maybe already been published, so they sent me this. I'm going to find it for you. They sent me the breakdown on all the different people that have gone to the website, the Facebook and all that has viewed the book. I don't know how we can take advantage of that aspect, being that there's already been some promotion. It's just that the promotion isn't going, being diverted to my site or promoting the book on Amazon. So I don't know if there's anything that could be recaptured in reference to what they've already done. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead, send me forward me everything over. Again, budget, please.
Okay. All right. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Awesome. And I'll get that started for you, right? Give you a call in about 30 minutes,
all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.